tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Those aren't the words.
No.
No.
Okay. Sooner or later, to cut you down. Welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show. We're listening to the wonderful tones of Johnny Cash, who's going to cut someone down.
God's going to cut you down.
Yeah, God's going to cut you down.
That's I could listen to this song all day. I love this song.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty awesome.
Even though I'm butchering everything that it's about.
Don't ruin it for everyone.
I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Julia Carolyn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is
early,
morning.
Early, man.
It's kind of early for us.
Early.
But,
it's all right.
You know, what are you
it's
doing?
Cool.
It's fine. What else do we have? No, Joseph Lupo.
Shocker.
Big shock. But he's got more important things to do, as it were. it's giving him a hard time. He's working and stuff, just being a, you know, highly paid, overpaid voiceover guy.
No.
Kidding. I love him.
Oh.
He's paid appropriately.
He's salty in the morning.
He's paid appropriately. We have a wonderful episode of The Blacklist, episode 10, I believe. It is the director, the conclusion.
The conclusion.
And it was quite the conclusion for the director.
Oh, man, was it.
Yeah. It felt like one of those, like, it reminds me of the whole, what Chuck Lorre did to Charlie Sheen at the end of the 2.5 Men series finale. You know this? Like that, they had Charlie Sheen come back to the door and they dropped a piano on his head.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a weird, like, oh, he's back. And then kill him with a banana. But this kind of reminded me of that. But it was cool. So finally, we have all of Red's entire master plan of the entire season. It's all revealed in a couple of lines. Not quite as cool as I wanted it to be when you assemble the team, but it was pretty satisfying. What did you think?
The episode as a whole, I thought, was extremely fun. I felt like a lot of the episode really focused on the actual kidnapping or the abduction of the director, but I love that stuff. I could watch that all day.
Sure.
I could watch him making a plan come together like nobody's business,
especially
letting all of the task force in on how he actually operates was kind of fun for me as well. The demise of the director, man. What a way to go out.
Yeah, what a way to go out.
That was pretty gross.
that was cool. I love heist movies and I love the con movies.
Yeah.
This reminded me of a con movie payoff in a lot of ways in that, we've been getting this whole plan all the whole time. You know, every step, the gin was for this, and then we did this for the
Verdian to cut their finances,
right.
The gin to get the list.
That's right.
And what was that one for? I wrote it all down. To get the key players to weaken the director's influence. We had Andres Halmy, the guy with the thumbs, to take away his, quote, golden parachute so he couldn't run away.
That's right.
And then there was one more. Hassan.
Yes.
I don't really know what the purpose of that. He said it opened a window. I don't know what that window was, but it was opened.
It reminds me, like, so at the end of every good con movie, you have that point where they explain, like, you know, whether it's the sting or whatever, it's the reveal, like, aha, like, this really was to do this, and we did this to do this. And I thought that was cool. I'm not quite sure it was the payoff that I wanted, but I don't know.
I mean,
I was cool with it.
Okay. I was totally cool with it.
I was cool with it, too. I did love the assemble the teams, you know, as with the Johnny Cash music playing, Miss Kaplan, like, you know, taking everyone's gear.
Yeah.
That was a cool open.
Yeah. And I'm always happy to see Mr. Kaplan.
Yeah. That was very cool.
She's the best.
I wish Tom was there. That would have been cool.
I wish Tom was there too.
I mean, it'd be cool if Tom was there. I understand why Wrestler wasn't there, but it was cool to see, it would be cool to see Tom there.
Yeah.
They also,
we all had a job to do.
Well, we also, so last week or the last couple episodes, we got the sort of borrowing of LA Confidential's Rollo Tomasi and the Tommy Martin thing. This time we got the borrowing of, was it Ghost Protocol? No, is it Ghost Protocol? Yeah, Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol, in that they did that same, they were in the same con where they made the guy go to the wrong floor of the elevator. They changed the rooms of the thing.
I think I saw that one.
What? Oh. Abu Dhabi, Tom Cruise is on the, on
oh,
the
oh, wait, I did see queen. That one. Abu yeah. Dhabi. Oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, right. That's the whole, that was the whole thing where they, anyway. So they did the same thing. They basically fixed the elevators. The guy went up the wrong elevator, wrong floor.
Wrong floor. Looks
they
exactly
did
the same.
Thing. They changed the, they did the whole, the very similar con. So that must be in the con playbook.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed
con number
that.
42.
But let's go back. So Lizzie Keene is safe. Presumably she's on her way into federal lockdown custody. Mm-hmm. She will end up ultimately in Fort Meade or one of those.
Fort Meade.
Yeah. And where she'll be safe, but she's got to get there first. We didn't see our girl, Pannabaker, did we? Did I miss
no,
her?
No, we did not. That's unfortunate because I like her. I want to see more of her.
I wanted her to come and, like, do some stuff.
Be all U.S. Marshall-y.
Yeah. No.
Whole lot of nothing.
Anyway, so
she served her purpose.
But we did get that. We saw like a panic. Panic director was a little panicky, wasn't he?
He was extremely panicky.
We gotta get her. What are we gonna do? What do we do, Hutchins? And she's like, relax, director. I mean, if you're the director of clandestine services, can you be a little more cool? I mean, he's pretty cool.
How can
he
be cool anymore? I mean, everything has come tumbling down.
That's true.
And the last 5 weeks, as Red completely laid out for us, has all been about bringing him down.
Yeah. Oh, he brought him down, all right. All the way down.
All the way.
All the way down. No.
Really fast.
So, so then, you know, Wrestler's giving the speech. Now, so Lizzie kind of went from, I'm going to get my obligatory Lizzie things out of the way.
Okay.
Just right now.
All
right. Two issues. She was so cool in episode 9. Like, I'm going to be dead anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be blah, blah, blah. In this one, she's like all panicked in the car. Like, I almost died back there. I'm going to die. What's going on? It just seemed like a different the tone. I guess the tone of this episode.
Okay,
was
I see
a
what you're
different.
Saying. I see what you're saying. She was pretty like calm, cool, collected, and kind of badass about the fact that they were going to try to kill her.
Right.
But now she's a little panicky. Maybe because she sees a glimmer of light at the end of this long, long tunnel, but there's still a major threat out. On
maybe,
her head.
Maybe. I buy that. I just feel like when the threat was real, and when she was like really like in episode 9, we're like, I'm just going to die. I'm not going to make it out of here. She was calm. When she's out of the woods and on her way, and Rissa was like, don't worry.
She's not out of the woods, though.
Well, she's not, but she was like, we got it after what took you so long.
I have to write my will.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. That rang a little weird to me.
I wonder what was in her will.
It said Keen.
But who is she going to give it to?
Tom.
What does she have? She's been living in a hotel.
Lamp.
In a motel.
And she has the lamp.
The lamp.
And the lamp. And of course, wherever the dog. Wherever the dog is.
The dog.
The location of the... I'll disclose the location of the dog and the lamp. Tom Keene. Hearts.
Hearts, hearts, XOXO.
XOXO. That's it. It was good. It was a good episode. So, okay, so that whole thing. And then we find out that they threw the book at Lizzie. They threw the book at her. It was like, oh, move to my left. How's that? Sorry. Right. Okay. better, thank you.
Cool.
They threw the book at her. They're charging for 14 murders or 16?
Oh, 16 murders.
16 murders or 14.
Is 16 counts of capital murder, treason, espionage.
Wow.
You name it.
Capital murder?
Capital murder.
Wow. And so that when the 14 of those were from the explosion
and the place.
And then she, I mean, so that she's in big trouble there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. So, all right. So Red assembles a team. I'm jumping all over the place here. Red assembles a team. He gets them together. He gives them this big speech of why things went down the way they did. Mm-hmm. Where they did. He also gives a cool speech about like how he doesn't like to sort of divulge. He's not very much a team player.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to show his hand.
Yep.
But since there's 7 of us here, I guess I'll show you the hand. And he kind of runs down the list, which is just a nice big piece of exposition to explain to us what we've been doing this whole time. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was satisfying. Then they went through what the plan will be and what each of them are there to do. And how each of them would execute it. And I thought all that was cool. I mean, have this be like this sort of heisty con.
Everyone had
a purpose. Everyone had a job.
Mm-hmm.
And Keene's job was just to sit on Karakut and give some cool scenes. What do you think of Tom Keene's, performance in this one? His badassness.
He was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Not enough of him. in my humbled opinion.
Yeah.
We got that one good scene where he sort of threatens Karakurt to make sure... Karakurt. I have to say it like that.
Karakurt.
You know, if you don't... Because Karakurt's getting cold feet, he says, and he wants to make a better deal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that sort of badass scene of him, like, kicking his hands and threatening his sister.
Well, I think that it's funny because I think we got... I think Tom was like peak Tom in episode 9.
Yeah.
He was like peak Tom. He was super cool. The shootout,
he's
the
been
everything.
Awesome this whole season.
He's been pretty
this
awesome
is
this
the
whole
best
season.
Season of Tom.
Yeah, he's been pretty awesome this whole season. But I think that we mentioned his sort of softening at the end of like, don't do it, wrestler. It's not worth it. Like, come on, man. You're a lawman.
That was not cool, Tom.
Yeah, that wasn't good. But then we see back to, I don't know if this is cool, Tom, or not, but like, I know what your sister is. Or was it sister or wife?
Sister.
Yeah,
and that he's killed a lot of people. Don't
killed
think
a lot
I won't
of people.
Do it again.
I'll say hi to your sister for you. Like, oh, that's kind of menacing.
Yeah, well, like, he has killed a lot of people for this purpose.
And, well, then he did break out the L word. He, like, just broke it
he
out.
He did. I
like,
was going
like,
to say that.
It was very, again, it was so very...
The woman I love.
Yeah. Very last of the Mohicans he like, you know. Very, like, I've gone through hell for the woman this is the woman I love, and you're not going to mess it up. That was sweet.
It was.
It was sweet. So I don't know. So yeah, I thought that was cool. Not enough Tom. We do have everything in motion.
Again, this is a lot of hoopla for a girl that we don't know why.
Well, I kind of chuckled to myself when they assembled in the room.
And like, we're all here because we care about Elizabeth Keene and her safety.
Yes, and they're all like,
why?
Yes, we do.
Why?
Navabi's like, I'll take it. Aram's like, What about the little moment when Navabi walks in and Aram's like, oh.
They get, fancy meeting you here.
Yeah. What's going to happen with all that?
I don't know. Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. What, do you think Aram is going to have another shot at Navabi? Do you think it's going to be Navabi and Wrestler? Do you think that's just going to be dead? Like, I know I have a lot of, like, what-if and questions after this, like, because there's a lot to talk about.
A lot of questions.
So I feel like that this, I mean, because keep in mind, by the way, this is, you'll love this.
What?
We are only halfway through the season.
I know. Not even halfway.
We're not even halfway through the season.
No.
It feels like, because of the time, we're like, we started this, like, 2 seasons ago.
I know. I know. A lot has happened. And I gotta say, like, I do have a lot of questions also as to what comes next.
Where are we going next?
Are we back to the old 12. Same? Is that what we're doing? Back to like a blacklister of the week? Because I've loved this focus. I have loved this trajectory that we've been on.
Yeah.
And now it's all over. Like I've loved Red and Lizzie on the lam and doing this, doing that and killing people, shooting people. Making things happen.
Yes.
So is it just back to business as usual now?
Only I don't know.
She's not an FBI agent. She's just an asset like Red is.
I don't know. Let's come back to that because I just want to just talk about because I do want to talk about that in detail because I want to know what we think is going to happen in generally speaking. But I want to go back to the whole abduction of the director and the plan and the wife. I felt a little bad for Mrs. Director.
Oh yeah, she's pretty unstable.
But like, I felt bad.
Not well.
It was very like exploitive, and then like they exploited her anxiety, the poor lady. You know, and she was like, "Oh, what's happening?
I'm prone to panic attacks.
What's wrong, man?
It's happening again.
What's wrong, miss? Have a seat." And he's like, "Wink." Don't worry, I'll help you. Wink.
Yeah, I felt a little bad for her also, but I mean, she's married to a super bad, so.
Yeah, and that was the part where I was like, oh. Because when the director came crashing through the roof of the old, the poor Eastern European family.
Yeah.
I thought like, poor Mrs. Director.
Poor Mrs. Director.
She's still in the office waiting for him to show up.
Oh, that's true. You think her panic attacks were bad now.
I know. I don't know. Poor Mrs. Director.
Poor Mrs. Director.
No, so but that whole, I think that was a little, you know.
He sure
cool.
does love her. I mean, I was thinking about that. The director dropped everything. Everything is about to explode on him, implode on him.
Yes.
And he gets a call from his therapist, his wife's therapist, his marital counselor.
And I just feel like the director.
Okay, I'll be right there.
This is a problem. This gave me a soft spot for the director.
I know.
He loves his wife.
Loves his wife.
Drops everything. Not like he's got some side pieces over there. He's like,
literally his world is crashing around him and his wife is having a panic attack. So
I gotta
he has to go attend to that.
All right. So he did it. But you know, with his detail, actually was pretty on the ball though. They should be. I'm glad they made them very competent, because usually they're incompetent. And it's like, those guys seem pretty competent. They're on it right away, and I like the way they handle that. But so they pulled off the con. They get her in there. She's calling the doctor. They do the thing. They get the director out of there with some propofol. R.I.P. Michael Jackson. And they they got him with the propofol, and got him out of there. I thought it worked.
Yeah.
Loaded him on a plane. Avoided the CIA agents or whoever they are. Now, he's director of RIP the director. Mm-hmm. He's director of clandestine services for the CIA.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's like deep cover. Because the CIA is already a covert group. Mm-hmm. But then when you're the director of clandestine operations for the CIA, that's like deep.
Is that a real job title?
I don't think so.
I want that to be a job title.
I know.
Director of clandestine services.
Yeah. He's, you know, yeah, and then operations services, clandestine services. He's like the concierge of clandestine. Anyway, we digress as usual. Load him on a plane. They fly up there, and up there is Mr. Venezuela.
Yes,
and
Mr. Diaz,
and you know, and it's Mr. Diaz, and they start making the deal. I actually like the idea of this deal too. I like the whole, you know, Red on the phone with Lauren and back and forth with the lawyer. I like that part of it too, that negotiation.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was kind of fun. I was a little shocked that they didn't get her completely off the hook for shooting the attorney general. But now I realize that is their device to get Lizzie out of it. This is their device to sort of shake up the entire, keep the whole thing shook up. Because they can't really go to the whole, I'm back an FBI agent, where's Red? You know, they can't do that. And what's the thing about Lizzie is, as we talked about before, there's some holes in Lizzie as an FBI profiler, right?
She's never been very good.
Well, and she's also like she's also green, like freshman. Yeah. She's like, I just graduated. Good, now you're a lead profiler. Like, wait, what? And I know it's because of Red, blah blah blah, in season one, but by season two, she's like their lead. She's like the lead, the lead agent.
Yes.
So anyway, I think it's a little problematic to bring her back in, because what would she be doing? Because her sole purpose is to profile and work with Red, which would be gone. So they had to get rid of the whole FBI thing. So I agree with what they did. Are you sad to see that Liz is not an FBI agent anymore?
No, because I never thought she was a very good FBI agent. I'm wondering, though, if she's working exclusively with Red as an asset for the FBI and this task force, what is the task force for now? Like, what is the whole... Why did he come back in the first place? Is he going to let her in on the secret now, since they're going to be working together? And what are they working together for?
Yeah. That's the thing. So that's why. So, yeah, that's part of the things I want to talk about. So they do the deal. They do the negotiation.
It was a cool deal. I mean, it was a cool threat, you know, to have him be sort of the first person to be charged with war crimes and in front of an international court.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
First American.
I like that.
That was cool. And the global spectacle, and I thought that was really interesting.
I gotta say, I'm still loving this Lauren.
Laurel.
Whatever her name is. No, I'm still loving this Laurel Hutchins?
Laurel Hitchens.
Lauren, but I like Lauren Hutchins better.
Okay.
Lauren Hutchins is way better than Laurel Hitchens. Laurel Hitchens, she's great, right?
She's the best.
She's still great. Like, with the holding, you know, with the whiskey glass at the end, and like, she's in complete control going toe to toe. Even as an actress, to be able to go really, really go toe to toe with Red like that, even over the phone, I thought that was really cool. Like, I really believe her 100%.
She's so
I believe
phenomenal.
That she can go toe to toe with David Strathairn and like put him in his place. She can go toe to toe with James Spader, Red Reddington, put him in his place. Like, she's dope. Like, I love her as an actress and as a character.
Yes.
So she didn't cave to Red at all. You know, she didn't cave to Red on that last bit.
The last thing. Well, how could she get away with that?
She couldn't.
And then she did point blank shoot the dude.
Right. So that all, and then like, you know, when the lawyer was like, this is more than I thought you'd get.
But they called it involuntary manslaughter, so that ain't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. And 3 years probation. And so
did Lizzie really think she was going to get her badge back?
Well, I mean, let's get to that. So they do the deal. They tell Lizzie, good news, Lizzie. not only are you not going to be, oh, we forgot the assassination tip. That was cool. That when the prisoner transport, that she got to the guy.
Oh, because Red said if anything happens to Lizzie, then the deal will not be
right. So she tried to call it off. That was a cool shot scene with the bullet whizzing by.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
Nice little touch.
I liked it.
Yeah. So that was cool. Anyway, so that was failed. That happened. Got that guy out of there. So they tell Lizzie, good news, Lizzie. Not only are you not on the lam anymore, not only is the cabal not going to try to kill you anymore, not only do you get to live, but you also are going to get exonerated of almost all the charges, except for the one that you actually did.
Yes.
You did take a human's life. That people saw, that the attorney general's life, you did that. So, but you're not going to go to jail. 3 years probation.
We no longer think you're a Russian spy.
Bada bing, you win.
This is what you wanted all along.
Signed. She's like, well, I don't know. She's like, I mean.
But my badge,
I don't, guys. What about my badge?
What am I without my badge?
16 counts of murder. Only one count left. Reduced to
involuntary
manslaughter.
No prison time. 3 years probation.
Guys, I don't
know. I don't know if I'm really comfortable with this.
It's not right.
I don't know.
That bothered me a lot.
Yeah, that was annoying.
That was I yelled at the screen. I'm like, Lizzie!
Just sign it! Paper.
Sick, my man. And then, but wrestler, like even wrestler was like, you know, and hey, you know, you still got to work with Red. Like, you can be like an employed person, like Red.
Yeah.
And you can work with us and it'll be great. Yeah, but my badge.
It's all I've ever wanted.
Sign the damn paper. So she says that moment of pause. And I swear to God, if she's like, I can't do it, I would have thrown the TV out of the window. That would have been it. When she like did that little pause on the signature, and then she's like, I'm like, sign it! And then she signed it. Anyway. So, and everyone's happy, and that's it. And then, the press conference was great. It was a great reaction with the director.
I thought Tom was going to be waiting for her.
Yeah! It's so funny. And by the way, highest high-profile case in, I don't know, probably FBI history, government history. The fugitive who's been on the run forever. Like, I worked in news. I work in entertainment news. I work in news, hard news, local news.
Not a single camera.
I, Jill Braswell, would have been there with a crew.
Uh-huh.
But not a single camera?
Not a single camera.
Nighttime.
Not a single person.
No one. All right. So, maybe. So.
No one, like, knocking down the door for interviews.
So she comes out and she's, like, looking around, you know, doing the thing. And nobody. And then it's Red. But I thought in that dramatic moment it was going to be Tom. Who, by the way, ditched the Mustang. All that Mustang talk. He pulled up in a, I think it was a It was a Camaro, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, like a black Camaro.
I'll look forward to those commercials.
Yeah. It was, but, you know.
He also just sort of, like, withered away, which was sort of disappointing.
Right.
You know, all this hoopla of keeping Kerkut and everything that they've done, everything that he's done to get to this point. Just like, there you go. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I did like the...
Bye-bye.
That felt very cool that Tom's, the new Tom Keene's cool character. Sorry, the laugh was kind of a... It's kind of a, like, on-the-nose character moment. But when he's watching the thing with the beer and he's kind of like, there you go. There you go. And it's kind of like, that's it?
I deserve this nice cold one.
Yeah, we did it. Kerkut killed a bunch of people. I got poor, what's his name? Gatsby, that kid he killed.
What was that kid's name?
I don't know. That poor kid.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ripley, whatever the kid's name was. Anyway, yeah, that was, I don't know. That was that. So, okay. So Red was out there and they gave the hug and that was cool.
That was nice.
So then we have the two big pieces of in this episode, which were obviously, the director hinted in episode 9 about, like, I know the truth. Mm-hmm. And then episode 10, he's like, I know who you really are.
I know who you are. I know what she is to you, or you are to her.
Yeah.
And I know why you did all this.
Yeah. And I'm like,
why?
Spill it. We're all waiting. And he's like, I don't know in what world that'd be any of your business. That was a cool line.
Yeah, that was a good line.
Yeah.
But why? Someone tell us why.
Yeah, why? And he's like, oh, well. So he drops her out. He drops, you know, Strathairn through the roof of the nice, you know, Eastern European family. Which, lucky shot. Could have taken out the poor girl eating her porridge or whatever she's eating. I don't know, whatever the Euros do. That's that shout out to our people overseas. I'm sorry. Like, anyway, so yeah, I don't. That was cool and weird. So director, and then the last scene with.
I don't think they were Eastern European.
Were they?
No.
Where were they?
I think that they were.
Are they South American?
No. I think they were like Dutch.
Oh, really?
Because that's where they were going. They were going to Rotterdam.
Oh, they probably were.
They weren't going all the way to Eastern Europe.
Thanks for. I thought I heard, like, in my head it was like a.
I thought they were
Hoonga Donga. Yeah. No, that's it. I heard more like a.
That's like the Netherlands and.
Yeah, I heard more like Polish, and in my head it was like Polish or something.
And they were wearing babushkas like Polish people do.
Yes, I thought Polish. I thought Czech. That's my Polish.
I think they were Dutch.
All right, Dutch. Okay, apologies to Eastern Europe.
Enjoy your porridge.
And hello, hello Scandinavia.
Scandinavia, that's the word I was looking for.
All right. So the poor Scandinavian family.
The poor Scandinavian, because they were very blonde. Yes, they were totally okay. Scandinavian.
The poor Scandinavian family, not Eastern European. Anyway, so at the end, Lauren says, of course, Lauren says to Red, this may be part of your larger plan.
Mm-hmm.
What reveals to be Red. We saw the hat.
Yeah.
We see it's Red. Like, maybe you want to see the cabal. He's like, maybe I do. So what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
So, my dream of, like, you know, Red and Lizzie and this task force taking down the cabal, you know, seems kind of shattered. We have sort of, like, things pretty much restored to order restored, right? Cooper's got his job back.
Yeah.
Cooper's exonerated. He has his job back.
Sure does.
Wrestler steps down. He wants to kick down doors.
Yep.
Aram is going to be back in the mix.
Is Navabi back? Navabi's probably back.
I'm assuming Navabi's back because Harold Cooper will have her back.
Yeah.
Because she got fired under Wrestler's charge.
Yeah,
sure. But now the two of them have to work together, which hopefully they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have Red and Lizzie as special, you know, helpers.
Assets.
It does set up an interesting sort of dynamic of we're trying to take down the cabal, yet Red may be working with Hutchins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting thing. I do already see right away a wrestler who's now trusts Red when he finds out that he's in cahoots with her. That's going to make Wrestler mad again and hate Red again.
Yeah.
And maybe even Lizzie. I hope that's not where they're going. I don't want a whole another half a season of Red and of Wrestler and Lizzie hating Red.
Ugh. Like, I love you, I hate you, I love you, yeah, I hate you. That back and forth relationship.
Yeah, I really just want.
I trust you, I don't. I trust you, I don't.
So what do we think?
I mean, they have to trust him.
Do we think that Red is going to be? Do you think Red is going to be? And Lizzie are going to be like a cohesive duo and work together like they were on the road? Is there going to be some tension? Is it going to be like a buddy cop movie? Like what lies ahead for Red and Lizzie working together?
I don't know. I really don't. I can't fathom what this is. Like, I feel like if they're working together, Red and Lizzie, he needs to let her in on all the secrets.
Yeah.
Of what the point of all of this is.
At some point, he's got to let her in.
Yes.
Unless he's got, I mean, again, we talk about Red and the chess game and the long game and the chessboard and the whoop da bop da bam, but you know.
And I don't know. The whole point that he came, the show is here, is yeah. that Lizzie became an FBI agent and he would only have contact with her. I don't know what the point of it is now.
Okay, well,
I'm confused. What happened to Solomon?
What happened to Solomon? What happened to Solomon? Will we see him again?
I don't know.
Because he was part of the director's... He's on the director's side.
What's Tom going to do now?
Because I assume that that Laurel
mm-hmm.
will cut ties with Solomon, too, because Solomon's connected to the director.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a good question. I like that they didn't kill him because he's such a good character. I'd like to see him come back.
Yeah,
he could be a big bad someday, like the return of Solomon.
The return of Solomon
tonight on NBC. I can see that.
And he hasn't been a blacklister yet.
No.
Maybe he can come back as a blacklister.
He hates America. We know that.
He sure does.
We know that much.
He sure does. So we still have Laurel pulling strings.
Laurel's pulling strings.
But now Laurel and Red maybe might Red's be working shotgun? Together.
I don't know. I like the ambiguity of Laurel. I like the ambiguity of Laurel because I remember we thought initially that she's like, oh, she's a badass. And we're like, oh, she's evil. And then I'm like, she's part of the cabal, but she seems to be more of like a restoring order, keeping order
mm-hmm.
cabal person. Not like I'm going to you know, twisting mustache cabal person like the director was. I don't know. I don't. Is she evil?
I think she's pretty.
She's evil, she's right?
Pretty evil.
Okay. I mean,
she point blank shot Revan Wright, her friend.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. I forgot about that. She's
but
evil.
She felt bad about it.
She did.
That was a nice scene, actually.
Yeah, it was a nice scene. And then, but what's Red doing?
What is he doing?
It must be great. It must be like, I'm just further trying to infiltrate the cabal, Lizzie, for you. Is it for Lizzie again?
I don't know.
All right.
You know, we tied all this up with a nice little bow, and I'm just left with a million more questions.
Okay, so what's the question? So the questions. Will Tom come back for Lizzie?
Now that Lizzie, are they able to be together now? Because
she's not FBI anymore.
She has no badge.
Is it going to be the Tom Lizzie Red Show, like doing rogue stuff and consulting the FBI? Like Tom Lizzie and Red, maybe they work together.
You know, Tom has killed so many people.
I'm sorry, Tom Lizzie Red and Dembe. Oh, we saw a lot of my guy Chris Christopherson. He was cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was cool. Like he had a nice little ponytail. He had a couple. Still no lines, but he had a couple like the looks. He had one comedic look, which a good comedic take, which I liked. So, you know, Christopherson, Dembe, Red, and Tom. Maybe that's the team.
Christopherson, Dembe, Red, Tom.
Of course.
And Lizzie.
And then,
so
course,
is Lizzie a bad guy
Kaplan.
Now?
Well, is Red a bad guy?
I don't know.
Okay. They're going to be working together. And then on the other side, we have the restored post office. The restored, you know, Cooper and Wrestler and Navabi and Aram. So
do we have two separate teams? Or are they all going to work together now since they've already worked together?
Well, I think the idea is they're going to work together to take down the Cabal. Because they all know that Laurel's dirty.
Well, they took down the director of the Cabal.
Yeah.
But there's so much more cabaling left to do.
So many more questions. But here's the good news. We've got 12 episodes left of this mug.
So, yes, we do.
12 episodes of The Blacklist to tell us more.
This is true.
So I want to know. I don't know. Do you guys have any theories out there? We'd love to hear your theories as to like what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen. I'm here online too. Marcelli says she thinks Red's going to join the cabal and take them down from the inside. I believe that. NBC's already renewed the series for a fourth season, so we're not coming close to the end of this thing. Hey everyone, by the way, hey Jordan and Marcel and Aaron Gardner, Sylvia, hello Sylvia, and Iris DeWin, TDCR, Joe Braswell, that's me. And VF Church musician. Hi guys. Thanks for joining us. So I don't know. Let's get some predictions because we're doing such a great job.
Predictions. And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, it's bright. Ooh,
Sylvia. I know what is. Ooh. Oh, it's seizure time.
Oh my god.
Did you like add? Oh wait, is a new studio? What happened?
Sorry.
What happened there,
Alexis? I think the lights might be a little bit new, and I think we got new bulbs, so they're a little brighter. I apologize. I hope everyone's okay. I didn't realize until I hit it. I was like, oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Yeah. It was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Okay. So,
it's like a club up in here.
It's like a club. I was ready to do my...
I thought you guys were ready to party, so I apologize.
Well, it is my... I do have a birthday tomorrow.
You do indeed.
Yes, you do.
And for that, I'm going to do some dancing. Who cares about that? But what we do need to know is... Lizzie. So, yeah, they're mentioning online that Lizzie is pregnant, but we know that Megan Boone's pregnant.
Yes.
So we still haven't addressed this damn pregnancy.
I've been saying it for a while.
12 episodes to address the pregnancy.
She's knocked up with Tom's love child.
Spy baby. Spy baby. Tonight on NBC. Spy baby.
Oh, God. It's a treasure map.
Yes. It's a treasure map. Right, Jimmy. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, so Spy Baby. I wonder if that's true. Huh. You think she's knocked up? Well, give me some predictions. Give me some for this back 12. Give me something.
Hey man, I have more questions than I have predictions.
Okay.
I got nothing. I mean, I think Lizzie and Tom can be together now. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm the worst.
All right. I predict that I guess she has to be pregnant. I don't think they're gonna address the pregnancy. I really don't. I think that's just too hard to write into a show about like spies and covert stuff. And she's like at the baby. I mean, it's hard enough in Homeland. And Homeland, you know, Claire Danes had the baby. I mean, you know, that's what shows. That's already tricky to sort of write that into every episode. Like, oh, I gotta go to preschool. Here come the terrorists. Like, that's weird.
True.
So I don't know that I want to see Spy Baby, but that would be in an interesting way to sort of like bring Tom back. And make, but what happened?
Give him a purpose. Because what purpose does Tom serve now?
Yeah.
I mean, Tom and Red, they still have to go head to head.
Yeah,
Tom. Still going to happen.
That's right. Because Tom, because Red's also, I mean, Tom's also like, I know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, I know who you are, Tom.
And he's like, Lizzie, stay away from Tom.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So they'll go toe to toe. So that'll be a thing.
Right. Because we kind of, at some point, Red's got to still be Red. I think that's what they're setting up this cabal thing. Red just can't be like, I'm the good guy.
And, yeah.
You know, he's got to go back to being this sort of like, you know, again, sort of ambiguous character who's like playing on both sides of the law.
Why this all is happening.
You're my North Star, Lizzie. Is that the one?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
That sure was.
So, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. The Blacklist.
Woo!
So we've ended the chapter of the first half of the season. We are beginning.
I'm gonna miss it. I really enjoyed this first half.
That was good. And you know, it's hard because you know these shows are like we're used to the 13 episode shows.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes 10. You know, like Bates Motel is 10. You know, and this was 10, so it feels like the end.
Yeah.
But we have a whole other back season to do. So that's more fun. More Blacklist. All right. Well, great job in the first half of the season, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in and joining us. We'd love to hear all your thoughts and opinions on everything. Thanks for all you guys who've been commenting and us and watching us on YouTube and iTunes as well. Check us out on iTunes and rate us on iTunes if you'd like. If you're listening on iTunes, thank you very much for that. And we will be back with more Blacklist next week. Mm-hmm. Where can the kids find you?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram with my name, Julia Carely, JuliaCarely.
You can find Joseph Sanfilippo at Joe Flippo. That's at Joe Flippo. You can find me, Joe Braswell, at Joe K. Braswell on Twitter and Instagram, and at JK Braz on Snapchat.
And happy birthday to you, Brazzy Braz.
30 years old, baby. Boom. Thank you. We'll see you guys later. Bye. 30.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.